ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، أشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صفيه وحبيبه، بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الله به الغمة وجاهد في سبيل الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، My dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept our meeting and guide us for knowledge based to Al-Quran and Sunnah al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to save us from the confusion and the bid'ah in this life and to purify our heart from the shirk, from the hypocrisy. And we ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to make all of us to meet Him with La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah inshaAllah ta'ala. Our class will continue our class today inshaAllah ta'ala, and I need you to open your mind with me, because as I said before, the law of inheritance is the most complicated rule in Islam. And we need to concentrate and remember, you're never gonna understand this topic from the books. You will never understand this topic from the books. You must actually follow scholars, and we have to understand this in a better way, because it's a very complicated. Even for some imams, you find most of the masajid, they don't touch this area at all. They don't touch it because it's very dangerous, because the percentage are fixed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His messenger, and nobody allowed to give his personal opinion. Like I'm going to tell you, some of the Sahaba even, they fail in this. Some of the Sahaba, they fail when they be asked, somebody else ask them about fatwa related to the law of inheritance, some of them fail in the answer. Therefore, we need to be careful with this area, inshaAllah ta'ala. First, I need to hear from you, salli ala rasulillah. Say, salamu salli ala muhammadin wa ala ali muhammad wa sallam bi sunnati lahum al-deen. Tayyib. First, we need to go through again for the ayah number 11 and 12 from Surah An-Nisa. As we said before, Allah, He sent the detail for the law of inheritance from Surah An-Nisa. Special ayah number 11 and 12, and the last ayah also from Surah An-Nisa, we're going to take inshaAllah ta'ala. Before we go through this ayat, we have to remind ourselves about this ayah. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يوصيكم الله في أولادكم للذكر مثل حظ الأنثيين. If you leave any property or leave any assets and you pass the way, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala command you to leave your property, and the boy or the son will take twice than the female. All of us, we know this rule. But Allah, He said a word here, يُوصِيكُمُ اللَّهُ فِي أَوْلَادِكُمْ. Allah command you upon your children. If you live in a property, I'm missing. So, أَوْلَادُكُمْ here. The word of أَوْلَادُكُمْ means it is the plural of walad. It is the plural of walad. When I told you have one son, I said waladuka. When you have only one word, one son, when I call you in the Arabic language, I tell you waladuk, aina waladuka, where is your son? But the plural for walad, it will be awladukum. When you have more than one son, when I ask you and I came to visit you and I don't find your sons, I tell you aina awladuka. If your wife was with you, aina awladukum. Awladukum, it's mean your sons. So we need to go through, our topic will go around the word of awladukum today. Our class, it will take the whole class about the word of awladukum, your son. Who deserve to get the inheritance from the father or the mother or the grandfather or any relative whom you know you are have a relation direct with them. So أولادكم meaning your direct son and below, meaning your son and the children of your son. والأب وما على, as we said before, and the father and what whoever is higher, mean the father and the grandfather and the grandfather. We said that before. But our topic today will concentrate about al-walad, the son. Let's we open this together, inshallah ta'ala, one by one. I put all the point for you here to go through, inshallah ta'ala. أولادكم covered or includes الذكور, all the males, or you have enough, or you have a females, daughters, or you have both, you have sons and you have daughters. That is the three cases, right? In أولادكم, in your children, it consists of or includes if you have only sons, or you have only daughters, or you have both. Do you have more than that? We don't have more than that. So let's we take one by one, inshallah ta'ala. Al-ansiba. In order to distribute the wealth or the assets and property, we have six portions in Islam, not more than that. Six portions. How you distribute this money? What is the percentage? What is the percentage mean? Is six kinds. Number one, an-nisf, one half. Number two, al-rub', one quarter. Number three, two-thirds, call it الثلثان. الثلثان, it's mean two-thirds. Number four, الثلث, that's mean one-third only. Number five, one-sixth, الثلث. Number six, الثمن, one-eighth. This is the only percentage Allah bore it and His Messenger to distribute your property after you die based to this percentage. Again, an-nusf, one half. Number two, al-rub', one quarter. Number three, al-thulus, it's mean one third. Number four, الثلثان, two-thirds. Number five, الثمن, it's mean one-eighth. Number six, السدس, one-sixth. If anybody come to tell me, and is there anybody take one-fifth? It's not included. So this is the percentage we're gonna deal with. This chart, we're gonna deal with this table. Six kind only. I need to examine you because you have to wake up with me today. Number one, half. Sheikh Saeed, he said half. Number two, al-rub', it's mean one quarter. Number three, al-thulus, it's mean one third. Number four, the two third, al-thulusan. Number five, al-thumun, one-eighth. Number six, 1/6. That is the percentage we're gonna deal with this chart. This law is very complicated, but inshallah ta'ala, I'm gonna make it easy for you as much as I could. If you don't understand, ask me. Because if you're gonna go and you without understand, you will be confusing. And I told you this material is not touchable in the most of the masajid. But alhamdulillah, I open this class because I know the brothers and sisters in Masjid al-Taqwa, mashallah, they are big alim, big scholars. Inshallah, they're going to go and cooperate with me to learn the ilm. Why? Because we deal with it every day. See, the brother, he asked me for dua. His brother-in-law, she passed away. And he left the children, of course. We need to know, you may have a problem after the father or the mother passed away. And when we need to distribute this money, we may have a problem. And if you distribute it in the wrong formula, you will have a problem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will charge you. There is no any personal opinion in this stuff here. We need to go based to the nas. What Allah said, what did the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? So we agree about this. Al-Ansiba, six. The shares are six. Five. Let's we deal with one by one. If the father, he passed away and he left only sons, or the second case, sons and female and the daughters. We have two cases here. The father, if he passed away and he left behind him only sons or sons and daughters, these two cases will prevent the portion of the inheritance to be transferred to the grandchildren, to awladul awlad. Again, two cases, you cannot give it to the grandsons and your granddaughters. Only because you have the father, he left the son, for example, somebody he married and he have sons. And his sons, they have children. Who deserve the inheritance? The son. Can we give anything for the grandchildren? The answer is what? No. The same case, if the father, he left females and he left also males, it's mean daughter and sons, also because he has a direct children, sons and daughter, they will prevent to transfer to the second generation their children. We agree about that. Anybody understood this? One by one, inshallah ta'ala, and we will inshallah ta'ala to make it easy for you, because this is complicated. Right. What about if the father, the second case, we need to go in detail. Father, he passed away, or mother, and they have a property and assets, and he left no direct children, no sons and no daughters, but he left his wife and the grandsons and the granddaughters. Is the second case. He has all of his sons passed away, but his sons, they used to be married before they passed away, and they left their own children. They left males and female, mean grandsons and granddaughters. And he left his wife. The father, he passed away and he left his wife. How much we should give? Can we give the portion to the grandson and the granddaughters? Yes. That is actually when we ask, can we give to his wife? Yes. Right. How much his wife she gonna take?
1/8.
Anybody else? 1/4. 1/8. 1/8. Anybody has difference of this? Alhamdulillah, mashallah. That's why I told you, the brother in Masjid al-Taqwa, mashallah, they are ulama. They are scholar, alhamdulillah. May Allah increase all our knowledge. Right. Let we see about the second generation. Their father passed away in the life of the grandfather. The two sons, for example, three sons, all of them passed away in the life of the father. And when the father passed away, he left behind him his wife and the grandsons and the granddaughters. So alhamdulillah, we clear his wife, she's gonna take 1/8. What about the grandsons and the grand daughters, how much you give them?
Two-thirds for the boys and one-third.
And the mother who give her 1/8. طيب, how you say it? You say the brother, he asked here, concentrate with me. He said, we take his property and assets, we give the same formula. الذكر مثل حظ مثل حظ الأنثيين. The male will take twice than the female. So the brother, he told me, we give 2/3 to the sons and we give 1/3 to the female, all the female. So it means we have 100%. What about the mother? We forgot the mother that we give her what? 1/8. Be careful. Be careful. First day, actually, remember, again, last week, when we, the father or the mother, left the property, the first thing we have to deduct it to pay for it is what? If you remember from last class. The debt and wasiyah, the will. We have to check the will first, and then after that we have to check what? The debt. If he has a debt, we pay for it. If he has a wasiyah to give it charity to individual or relative or organization, we have to take this according to his written statement which he left it before he passed away. So the formula is, because their father passed away and we have sons and we have daughter, grandsons and the granddaughter, all of them, they call it awladukum. It's mean the grandfather, we call him that, his children too, because they came from who? From his sons. So you call them also your grandson, you call him in the language my son. Your granddaughter, you call her my daughter, because they are coming from, all of them came from you. Their father passed away, so you became the father. They took over. So we know, alhamdulillah, because the parents passed away in the life of the grandfather, therefore we should take the same percentage as you give it to their father and their mother. You take the same percentage and you transfer it to the grandson and the granddaughter. The boy, the sons will take what?
Twice
than the female. Let we say, like you left two, he left two grandsons and left two granddaughters. The sons will have, after you give the mother 1/8, the rest of the formula here, you distribute it among the grandsons and the granddaughters. The sons, all of them, take twice more than the daughters. Clear? Anybody confused until now? Because we're going hard now. This is very, very easy. So this is the second, a second fadl.
It's the son
with those who came from your sons. Those who came from your sons.
Not from your daughter.
No. Okay. You got it? Inshallah ta'ala. طيب. We're gonna speak about this, but keep it when we're gonna speak about the uncle and the aunt. Today, my class, remember, concentrate in awlad, the sons and his daughters, and the grandsons and the granddaughters. That's my class. I don't want to confuse. We're taking one by one, case one by one today. Though I'm not speaking today about the aunt and the uncles, the brothers and sister of the person who passed away. I'm not going to speak about those today. I'm concentrating about al-walad wa walad al-walad, your son and the children which come from your sons. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. This is a case we need to know. Now, the third case I would like to clear it for you. What about al-mayyit, the dead person? He left only females and the grandson and the granddaughter from his sons. You got it?
The case here, the father, he passed away. And he used to have two sons or three sons, all of them passed away in his life. But they left the grandson and the granddaughters, but with the granddaughter and the grandson, he left females, enough. And he left his wife. How much we have to give to his wife? How much we have to give to his female, his daughters? Because his daughters, he left Ruqayya and Safiya and Sumayya. Three daughters, for example. And with Safiya and Ruqayya and Sumayya, three daughters, he left also grandsons and the granddaughters. And he left his wife. How much we should give for every one of them? What we should give for the mother first? 1/8. Alhamdulillah, this is fixed. We don't have any problem. Let we see that now about the daughters, the three daughters, and he has a bunch of kids, grandsons and the granddaughters. Are both of them, you must give them part of the inheritance or not? Yes. Said yes. That's mean you taking the portions and you give it to his daughters, and we give it to his grandsons and granddaughter too. That's what you say. Yes. That's what you say. Anybody else? Father Yusuf.
No, Sheikh. Only the daughters get inheritance. The grandchildren don't get anything.
Okay.
Only the daughter and the wife.
So, Brother Yusuf, he said,
on the wife and the daughter.
Only to give it to his wife. His wife take 1/8, and he take it actually for his daughter, the three daughters, Sumayya and Safiya, whatever is the three daughters, and we give them the rest. And nothing will be given to his grandson and the granddaughters. That's what he said.
Yes.
Anybody else? The grandson from his sons. He has used to have a son and passed away. But he left the children. You're gonna get it? Yes. Alhamdulillah.
He only had daughters.
Okay.
They get confused.
Daughters and sons.
Okay, again, my question is, Sheikh Saeed, you wake up with me or not? The father, he passed away and he left his wife and he left three daughters or four, and he left grandsons and the granddaughters from his son who passed away before he died. See, that's why I told you have to be careful, because is this easy, is this not easy? We have to go through furdanas. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me hear as-salatu ala Muhammad wa ala ahli wa sahbihi wa sallam. Taib. Let's go to the Quran to see what is the Quran said. The Quran said in the rest of the ayah, number 11. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فلهن ثلثا ما ترك. فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك. What does that mean? If they were, we talk about his daughter now, we concentrate on his daughters. There is no son, he left no son. But he left three daughters or four. That's my example, I give it to you. Allah said in the Quran, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ. If his daughter or his, the woman were more than two, if he left more than two daughters, meaning the minimum is what?
Three
or four or five or six or ten. Allah, he said the condition here, look at this. The Quran give you the answer. فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ. If they were women over two, meaning the understanding or translated, minimum $3, because over the two is how much?
Three.
If they were over the $2, فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَ مَا تَرَكُ. We give them what? 2/3 of his property. Clear? Clear until now? 2/3. I said فَلَهُنَّ, the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, if you want to open the Quran, فَلَهُنَّ, they will have ثُلُثَ مُسَنَّ, 2/3 of what he left. Bank account, as assets, whatever. It's clear until now. Clear until now. What about his grandsons and the granddaughters? How much you give them?
1/3.
1/3, you said?
Why first get 1/8 and the rest?
Time. Remember this formula. If his direct children taking 2/3, because we said our example, they were two, more than two, because they left 3 or 4. If you give his daughters 2/3, the grandson and the granddaughter, they will have 0. You cannot give more than 2/3. Got it, inshallah ta'ala? They make it easy for you. The grandsons and the granddaughters, they will have 0, because you take 2/3 of the property and assets and you give it to who? To his what? His daughters. It's clear until now. What about if he left only 1 daughter? Not 3, not 4, not 5, not 6. And also he left grandsons, and the granddaughter came from his sons before they passed away in the life of the grandfather. He left 1 daughter. How much you give it to the 1 daughter? Can we give her the 2/3 the same? How much?
An-nusf.
The brother, he said 1/2. Anybody else? طيب, صلى رسول الله. Let we complete the ayah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he said, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً, if she was a one, فلها نصف ما ترك, she will have half of what he left. So now the formula, Sheikh Abrahman, the formula is, he left more than 2 daughters, minimum 3 or 4 or 5 or 6, name it, they will have how much? 2/3. And his granddaughters and the grandsons, 0. You got to do it with me. If he left 1 daughter only, 1 daughter, Allah said in the Quran, if she was one, she will have what? Half of what he left. Half. And you give the mother all the time, if the mother is still alive, he will have 1/8. If the mother, she's the one, she passed away, and she has a property, and she left the husband, how much is the husband he should have?
1/4.
You got it, inshallah? If the husband left the wife behind him, the wife will take 1/8. If the wife, she is the one, she passed away and she has a property, her husband has right to get inheritance from his wife, it will be what? 1/4. Clear? Come to our example, the second example. If he left 1 daughter only, Allah says in the Quran, she will have 1/2. What about the grandsons and the granddaughters, whom the grandfather left behind him, and his sons die in his life, but they left children, male and female? If this is the case also, they gonna have 0, or you gonna give the grandson only, or you give the grandson and the granddaughter, or you give the granddaughter, which one will be? Yeah. Both of them they will have. In this case, because she's the only 1 daughter, the father, he passed away and he left 1 daughter, she gonna take a half, and the mother, her mother, will take 1/8. And this case, the grandsons only will have the rest between the two thirds and half, which is what? 1/6. To make it easy for you, if he left more than two daughters, it's mean minimum three, we said they will have 2/3, and the grandsons and the granddaughter, zero. And if he left one, only one daughter, she will have half of this property. And now we have to give the grandsons only the differences between 2/3 and half, meaning 1/6. You got it? Got it? You still confused or you got it? Got it. Fine. In the case of more than two daughters, minimum three or four or five, whatever it is, you're gonna give them 2/3. And the grandchildren have nothing, zero. If he left one daughter only, and plus grandsons and the granddaughters, you're gonna give the rest of the 2/3, because the daughter will take only 1/2. You give them, the grandsons, you give them the rest between the half which their aunt took it, and you give them the 1/6. That is a formula. You got it? You don't give to the daughter, you give only for the sons. And this is justice from Allah, because as we clear it before, the son, he need what? You are the poor person. You are the one, you have to pay the dowry. You are the one, you have to open the house. You are the one, you have to buy the furnitures. So it's fair from Allah, tabaraka ta'ala. And as we say, the girl all the time, they are a winner. Because in the life of the father support her. And after she moved to the husband's house, who supported her, she doesn't pay dowry. She doesn't pay anything. She's a queen. So that is actually what the Islam deal with it. Some of the ulama, they ask related to the last case, we explain it. If he left one daughter, and then after that, he said, why we don't give everything for the daughter, because he left one daughter, why we give 1/6 to the sons? The people, the ulama ask also, not only you, because the case here is different. If you left one daughter, you're gonna give the sons, the grandsons. The ulama ask this question, why we don't give everything, the 2/3, for his daughter? Remember the hadith which we mentioned before in the beginning, hadith al-Bukhari wa Muslim an Abi Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu arda. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is the qadi, a great judge in Islam, big scholar for this ummah. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari in al-Bukhari wa Muslim, they mention his hadith. He said, توفى رجل وترك بنتا وحفيدة وأخت. أبيبل came to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, ask him, Ya Abu Musa, the man, he passed away and he left one daughter and he left one granddaughter and he left a sister. Three. They ask Abu Musa al-Ash'ari that a man, he passed away and he left one daughter and one granddaughter, and it's mean her daughter, and left also a sister. How much we give each one? Ya Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, the companion, they ask him. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu arda, he said, نعطي للبنت النصف. He said, we give to his daughter 1/2, because the ayah She said, if she was one, we give her how much? Half. So he's imperfect. Then he said, and give the other half for the granddaughter. Her daughter, give her the second half. And he excluded the sister from the inheritance. Got it? طيب. My brother and sister in Islam, that's why everybody marry according to our culture. He always ask his wife, I need what? The son. Give me son. Give me son. Give me son. Because the son, if she has the son, will prevent his brother and sister to get something from inheritance. But if he left only females, his brother and sister, they will have from him. So in order to stop the money to be transferred to his brother and sister back home, he pushed his wife to produce what? A son. Therefore, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari came here and he said, the man, he passed away and he left to his daughter and the granddaughter, and he left his sister. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he said, give his daughter half. It's right according to Al-Quran. And give the other half to the granddaughter, that's mean her daughter, and give the sister what? Zero. And he said in the end, وَاسْأَلُوا إِبْنِ مَسْعُودٍ فَإِنَّهُ سَيْوَافِقَنِي عَلَى ذَلِكَ. And go ask Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he will agree with me. Got it? The example, we give it now, he excluded who from the inheritance? The sister. And he gave the whole money for who? For his daughter and his granddaughter. Half and half. They ran to Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu arda. They told him, Ibn Mas'ud, we ask Abu Musa al-Ash'ari about these questions. And he said, give half for the daughter and give the other half for her daughter. And the sister got nothing. What Ibn Mas'ud he said? Look what Ibn Mas'ud he said. Qala Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. لقد ضللت إذا وما أنا من المهتدين. If I go and I agree with Abu Musa al-Ash'ari of his opinions, I will be in astray, I will be misguided, and I will never be among those who are muhtadi, those who are righteous or guided. So Ibn Mas'ud, he did not agree with who? Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. And this, ya akhi, we need to stop in this for a while. I'm going to tell you why sometime we need to search for the dalil. Because every sahaba, he could be right, he could be wrong. Every imam, he could be right, could be wrong. Today when we explain sometime to the people and we tell them, here is the dalil. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you that this is evidence for Rasulullah, and he told you, but my sheikh, he told me. Who is your sheikh, yarhamukallah? Who is your sheikh, yarhamukallah? I told you and I clear it to you, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said so. You tell me my sheikh, who is your sheikh, yarhamukallah? Some people are very extremist to their school or extremist to their what? Their imam. And sometimes we have the dalil, they don't take it and they still continue. Many times we said in the masjid here, Wallahi al-Azim, Qasam, oath, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never pray single salah and his two hands in his two sides. And until today, I see it in masjid here, the people, they don't want to listen, and they put their hand in their sides like this. They don't put the right hand over the left hand in the salah as the messenger. And I told you, when I go deep in the sunnah, he never pray one single time. But until today, the brother, they said, my sheikh, he told me, and don't worry about Rasulullah. Sabasal, ya akhi. Sabasal. Yarhamuk Allah, ya akhi. And when you see this brother, advise them peacefully. You don't have to go and punish him in his face. And you tell him you are a kafir. So and so, la, ya akhi. Peacefully between you and him, take him and advise him. Because there is no single time the Prophet ﷺ pray and his two hands in his two sides. But the sunnah is to put your hand over the left one. Hadith ibn Mas'ud في البخاري ومسلم. Are you going to start for the salah? You ask me for the salah, we are inheritance. Because if you ask one question in the salah, you will find these beautiful faces, they will jump to the salah. Nah. I did not say the salah will not be accepted. But you're going to lose the rewards في اتباع سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. You're losing the rewards في اتباع, because the salah you could have it 100% or 90% or 70% or 50% or 10%. It's up to you. You want to follow the sunnah? Go ahead. Continue. In order to take 100% from your salah, you may have 10%. And if you know the dalil, and we told you and we remind you about the dalil, and you rejected, you will be penalty. You will be in penalty in front of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, because لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. Who are you? You're going to see in our classes here. You're going to see when we explain. What Ibn Mas'ud said? Ibn Mas'ud said, if I follow the statement which came from Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, I will be misguided. He did not mean it. Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, he did not mean it. But what did he say? Look what Ibn Mas'ud, Ibn Mas'ud from the Kibar al-Sahaba, the great Sahaba. Look what Ibn Mas'ud said. And concentrate, yaakhi. He said, أفتي لكم بما قضى به رسول الله. Allah. I will give you the fatwa. I will give you the opinion of what the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said about a similar case like this. Similar case like this. What did he say? Ibn Mas'ud, we mentioned this hadith before. And he said, a woman when the woman came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she has one daughter, and she has granddaughter, and she has a sister. This case was given to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life. فَأَعْطَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِلْبِنْتْ one half. He gave to the her father passed away, and he gave his daughter what? One half. وَأَعْطَى لِلْحَفِيدَ, and he gave the granddaughter one-sixth, and he gave his sister the rest of the money. That what Rasulullah sallam, and this hadith in al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Case, same case, but my concern here, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the daughter, and there is a granddaughter also. He gives the granddaughter or not? Because the father left how many daughter? One daughter. So this is a match what we said before. If she was one, Allah, he said, give her half. And we said before, few minutes ago, we said the granddaughter will have the 1/6 as the Prophet ﷺ, and he gave the sister also the rest of the money. That is the evidence for us that the granddaughter will share the aunt or share her mother if she was only one daughter. If she was only one daughter, but if they were more than two daughters, nothing for the granddaughter, nothing for the grandsons, as we clear it. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the fatwa, you need to to fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in your fatwa. So Abu Musa al-Ash'ari made double error. When he gave the granddaughter, he gave her half, but what, how much she should have? 1/6. And he excluded the sister of the man, he excluded her, so she should have the rest of the money. After you take half for the daughter and 1/6 for her daughter, and then the rest will go to the sister, inshallah ta'ala. That is Al-Izz ibn Abd. Nothing wrong, ya akhi, to say I'm wrong. The people run to, because Ibn Mas'ud, he say, go and tell Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, don't leave Abu Musa al-Ash'ari now. He told the companion, go and tell my fatwa to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. They came to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari. He told him, Abu Musa, Hadrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he gave us a different formula. He gave the daughter half, and her daughter, he gave her 1/6, and the sister, she took the rest. What do you think? Look what Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, humbly between the Sahaba, قال ما كنت أفتي وحبر هذه الأمة موجودا. I cannot give fatwa and the حبر it's mean a great scholar for the Ummah like Ibn Mas'ud are amongst us today. So he submitted and he took it from him. Today, if you come to alim or a scholar and he give you error or mistakes, he told him, no, we hear that this is the evidence, he will be extremist to his opinion. Who are you to actually? And he never gonna leave his opinion, and he will continue in error. Subhanallah, you cannot do that. You cannot do that. Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam. Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, one of the great scholar. Why they call him Sultanu al-Ulama? What's mean Sultanu al-Ulama mean? The head of who? Of the ulama. You know why they call him this they give him this title, Sultanul Ulama, is mean the scholar of the scholar of the ulama. You know why? Because one day when he gave a fatwa for the people in the masjid, he gave fatwa, and his fatwa he discovered later that's wrong. He hired a man and he gave him money from his own bucket. And he told him, go and call. There is no TV or microphone or phone that time. He said, go through the Medina street and tell, يَا مَنْ أَفْتَاكُمُ الْعِزِّ إِبْنَ عَبْدُ السَّلَامِ فِي الْمَسْأَلَةِ إِنَّهُ أَخْطَأَ. الْعِزِّ إِبْنَ عَبْدُ السَّلَامِ, he give you fatwa and his fatwa is wrong, and he pay for it. The alim, he pay for this to somebody in order to establish and calling house to another individual and group to tell them Al-Izz ibn Abd al-Salam, he gave a wrong fatwa and he don't take it from him, you know. And the ulama in this generation, they call him what? Sultan al-Ulama. Because you will be better if you submit and you correct yourself if anybody give you the dalil. Like I told you this dalil, Rajab, many messages. They celebrate about the night of 27 of Rajab, Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. Call it what? Shabi Bara, Shabi Rajab, Shabi, how you call it?
Shabi
Rajab?
Shabi Barad.
No, Shabi Barad, it's the middle of Sha'ban. We're talking about Rajab. They call it in Urdu Shabi Rajab or something like this. People believed Isra and Mi'raj, it was in the night of 27 of Rajab. Wallahi al-Azim, never. Wallahi al-Azim, never. And nobody has a dalil. And it's open for every one of you. If you prove for me it was a night of 27 of Rajab, Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj, you're gonna have $100 cash from me, inshaAllah ta'ala. Can I leave this open for you? Inshallah ta'ala, the masajid was full of until tomorrow, until the morning, and they fasted that day. You fast without any base. You celebrate the whole night, special night, and without any dalil. Rasulullah ﷺ never say the Isra and Mi'raj was in the 27. And we're going to have another one very soon in this month. So call it what? Shabi Barat, the middle of Sha'ban. There is no any hadith or any opinion from the scholars to say the middle of Sha'ban, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made it a special night to stay in the masjid and to fast this day. No dalil. And if you have any dalil, it is the weak and fabricated hadith. And we told you Rasulullah, he did not say, but my sheikh, he told me. Egypt, they celebrate. Morocco celebrate. Senegal, they celebrate this night. But what's your base? In order to celebrate about something, you need to give me what? The dalil. Where is your dalil, ya akhi? Where is your dalil? For 10 years now, I open this challenge every year. And the people is still celebrating. No, Rasulullah, we love the tradition. We love to follow our own tradition. Rasulullah doesn't have any matter with us because we love it. Our sheikh, he told us, you must go for 27 of Rajab or 15, the night of 15 of Sha'ban. Ya akhi, no dalil, ya akhi. Yarhamuk Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raja'un. ربنا تعالى تبارك وتعالى we talk about if they were more than two daughter, the father he left or the mother, they will have 2/3. And Allah he continue and complete the ayah, if she was one, she will have how much? Half. طب I'm gonna ask you a question. Allah he did not mention it in the ayah. What about if the father he has two? You wake up with me, Sheikh Saeed. If they were more than two, Allah he mentioned. If they were more than two daughters, it's mean 3 or 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They will have 2/3. And the continue the ayah, if she was one, she will have half. So but my question, what about if he left two daughters? There is no, the ayah did not mention that. How much you give the two daughters? Shall we give them 2/3 or we give them half? If you give them 2/3, you're gonna treat them like 3, 4, 5, and 6 dollars. And if you give them like half, you're gonna treat them like the $1. So which percentage we have to take? Fatwa. We need fatwa from the ulama. You give them the third, so you don't give them the 2/3, you don't give them the half, but you third. Where is that percentage came from? Why you said third? Why it's coming in your mind? فينك آية وش آية؟ طيب الله كريم بارك الله فيك. الله منشن إن آية إن سورة النساء if they were more than two, it's mean 3 and 4 and 5, they will have 2/3. And the rest of the ayah, Allah he said, if you need to bring the Quran, you would. And if she was one, she will have half. What about two? How much you give them now? Can we treat them? Because you said third. Where is the third they came from? There is no ayah said third. The ayah said, if they were more than two, they will have 2/3. If they have one, he, the father or the mother left only one daughter, she can have half. What about two daughters? Can we give them 2/3 and we treat them like they were more than two, according to the ayah, or we treat them like they were a one and we give them half? Which one? Choose. Five. Can you give them 1/5? 1/5? 1/5? 1/5 is not mentioned. Remember, I don't mention the 1/5 are all. We have the half, we have the 1/4, we have the 1/3, we have the 2/3, we have the 1/6, 1/8. We don't have anything else. طيب. صلى على رسول الله. The Sahaba also, they face this problem. Ibn Mas'ud, he said a number of the Sahaba, he said, is not mentioned in the Book of Allah. So, we need to make ijtihad. What is the meaning of ijtihad? You make your opinion based to something, a case to a similar case. Like Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, most of his school built in qiyas, measurement. He, when he doesn't have an answer, he measured it to something else. But if we have the dalil, we cannot take the measurement at all and to build it for another case similar to this case. Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhuma, He said, we need to go to make our opinion based on the Quran. Let us study the ayah again. Look what Ibn Abbas, how we reach. He said, Allah, he said in the ayah, فَإِن كُنَّ نِسَاءً فَوْقَ اثْنَتَيْنِ فَلَهُنَّ ثُلُثَى مَا تَرَكَ. If they were two women, more than two women, they will have two-thirds of the property. So the condition in the ayah here, they must be more than two in order to give them two-thirds. So we cannot give them our all two-thirds. So the first option to give them two-thirds, like they are, like the case of they are more than two, to give them the two-thirds, we will broke the ayah, we will violate the ayah if we give them two-thirds, because Allah, he said a condition, 100 line, if they were more than two, give them two-thirds. It means three. They are three or four, five, six, seven. Give them two. But here we have two. They are not more than two. So we cannot give them, what? Two-thirds. So the only choice in front of us is to give them what? The one-half. And the one-half will be split between them equally. How about the grandchildren? Can we give them something? So the girl, she said half. According to the opinion of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he treated them and take half. We need to reach a number I told you before, to reach the two-thirds. So you give the grandchildren the differences between the two-thirds and the half, which you give it to the two, and you give them 1/6 according to fatwa and ijtihad of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. It's clear or not? I see the brother, they look at me, huh? What Sheikh Mustafa said, stop now. Yeah. Inshallah, be patient for the ilm. Be patient for the ilm, inshallah ta'ala. So, Ibn Abbas, he said that we have another opinion. They said, no, we don't agree with Ibn Abbas. So let me see the second opinion. The second opinion is, Al-Bintayn, the two daughters, if the father passed away and he left the two daughters, we give them two-thirds, not half. Because Ibn Abbas said what? Half. Give them half. Treat them like one. Because the ayah make a condition if they were above two. So the second group of ulama said, no, we give them two-thirds. Like if they were more than two. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. And what's their dalil? They said the dalil here, that Allah, he said in the Quran, because we don't find in the book of Allah the two daughters. We find if they were above two, and if she were, if they, and all, she was one. So he said, let's we see the Quran, what did he say? We think they must take two-thirds. Allah, he says in the Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وأنزلنا إليك الذكرى لتبين للناس ما نزل لهم. The ayah said, and we have revealed الذكر, it's mean the Quran, لتبين للناس, to explain to the people what we have revealed to them. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم commanded by Allah to explain and give bayan and dalil for what? For who? For the people. So meaning from this ayah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam authorized to give what? Fatwa, to give command also, if we don't find in the book of Allah, because it's gonna come through the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Allah, he said, we have revealed the Quran to you, ya Muhammad, to explain it in detail for the people. So let us say. You remember سبب النزول? The reason that Allah sent the ayat of al-mirath, the ayat of the inheritance, Let me review this story. I give it to you before more than a month ago when I started my classes in this topic. You remember in Al-Bukhari wa Muslim قصة سهل ابن سعد. سهل ابن سعد, the woman, his wife, she came to him and she came to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, قالت يا رسول الله إن سعدا قد قتل معك في أحد شهيدا. يا رسول, messenger of Allah, سعد ابن سهل, my husband, he has been killed in the battle of Uhud with you and he died as a shaheed. وترك بنتان, and he left two daughters. Here is our issue coming. وترك بنتان, and he left two daughters. وعم, and they have uncles. فأخذ عمهما المال كله, and their uncle, he took all the property and assets which belong to my husband سهل ابن سعد, and he took all the money. The uncle, he believed that everything comes from his brother, he has to take it. He took everything. So the wife of Sahl ibn Sa'd, radiallahu anhu arda, who passed away or died as a shaheed with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a battle of Uhud, he left the property. And the woman, his wife, she came and she complained to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ya Rasulullah, my husband, he left two daughters. Here is a two daughter. And there is an uncle for them, and he took all the money and he did not give us anything. فَأَرْسَلَ فَمَا حُكْمُ الْإِسْلَامِ. The woman, she asked him, what is the sharia said, ya Rasulullah? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, يَقْضِ اللَّهُ فِي أَمْرَهُمَا. Allah will send. The Prophet, he doesn't have any base. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did not have any answer. He wait for what? For what? For the revelation. He said, Allah will give a command, Allah will give a solution very soon. He cannot give his personal opinion. Look at the Imam and scholar today. You came and ask him, right away he give you the fatwa. Subhanallah, wrong or right, doesn't care. But he feel embarrassed to say, no, I don't know. Every Imam you ask him, he's available 24 hours a day, give you any fatwa. If you ask him in medicine, in medical, he answer you in medical. Ask him engineer, everything is available 24 hours. The Prophet himself, he said, Allah يَقْضِ اللَّهِ قَضَاءُ اللَّهِ قَدَرُ اللَّهِ. Allah, he give the opinion. Allah is the one, he give us the sharia في أمرهما. And he send the message to their uncle and said, hold the money, don't spend it and wait. To the uncle of the two daughters. Then Allah is sending the revelation of the Ayatul Nisa to describe the percentage in detail. And Jibreel, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, of course, asked him. Then what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did with this case? He gave the two daughter, he gave them the two thirds. Remember two daughter here. Two daughter, not three. And the ayah said what? If they were more than what? Two, they have what? Two-thirds. But Rasulullah sallam, he treated the two daughters like they were above two. So he gave them two-thirds. وَأَعْطَى لِلْأُمْ, and he gave the mother one-eighth. And what is the uncle will have? The rest of the money. After you take one-eighth to the mother and two-thirds for the girl, then the Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give the uncle how much? One-sixth. You got it, inshallah ta'ala. So this story is not mentioned in the Quran. And Ibn Abbas, when he gave his fatwa, he said they will have half. Because Allah, he said, if they were above two, you give them two-thirds. But Rasulullah, he said, he give the two daughter, he give them what? Two-thirds. Which one I have to take it? Ibn Abbas or Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What are you saying? I need to hear you. And who's Ibn Abbas? Ibn Abbas, the whole entire world will be shaken when they will hear Ibn Abbas, the great scholar for the Ummah. But wait a second here. Ibn Abbas or Rasulullah, I will take who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger, wahy, revelation himself from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Therefore, I need you to stop in this for a while. Don't ever take any opinion of any scholar in the earth, no matter what he is, over the word of what? Allah and his what? And is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Oh, you who believe, don't ever go and proceed in your opinion before Allah and who? يا أخي, I told you, رسول الله said, Imam Malik. يا أخي, Allah, I told you, the رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, أنا أبو حنيفة. No, أبو حنيفة first. سبحان الله يا أخي. This is the Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. That's what happened to the Ummah. We are in humiliation. We are the enemy. Destroy the Muslim every day because we are far from the Sharia. You prefer the creature over than Allah and His Messenger. يا أخي, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told you. So and so, if the Imam say ولا الضالين, you say آمين. Like the Masjid Taqwa, mashallah. After the Imam, we recite. But one day, I enter one of the Masjid in Kuna Island, and I want to pray Salat al-Maghrib. Salat al-Maghrib is what? Jahri, open or secretly?
Open.
So the Imam, he said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Rahman, Rahim, Malik, Yawm al-Diniya, Kanaburi, Waiya, Kanasta'in. Idhna Salat al-Mustaqim, Salat al-Ladina, Anamta alayhim, Ghayri al-Maghdubi alayhim, Wala al-Dallin. I said, Ameen. I am the only one in the Masjid. After the Salat, the people look for the cockroaches. Where is the cockroaches here? Subhanallah! Subhanallah, ya akhi! So they go in the opposite side. Wallahi al-azim! Wallahi al-azim! Wallahi al-azim! I printed this hadith for your brother before from 50 companions. Among these 50 companions, the four khalifa. They narrated this hadith in all book of the hadith. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he used to say ولا الضالين, the companion behind him, they used to say Ameen, and the masjid was shaking like the earthquake. Do we have anything else to choose more than that? 50 sahaba among them, Ali ibn Abi Talib, وعبد الرحمن بن عوف وأبو هريرة وعمر بن الخطاب وأنس بن مالك and all this great كعب بن مالك. All of this, the Sahaba used to say, the Masjid was shaking with Ameen. Is there any chance for us? Because I have to follow. My school is Hanafi school. And the Hanafi cannot say Ameen loudly. You cannot do that. Azan inshallah.
Hayya 'ala s-salah.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سن بسنة لهم الدين. So in the conclusion, my dear brothers, to make it easy for you, the three cases is simple now. You're never gonna forget. The father passed away. He left more than two. They will have two thirds. قال تعالى في كتاب الكريم فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين فلهن ثلثا ما ترك. If they were two above two, women above two, you give them two thirds. And how much we give to the grandchildren? Huh? Zero. We said, remember again, with if the daughter take two thirds, there is no any percentage to give it to the children, the grandchildren. If the father, he left a wife, she will take 1/8. If the father, he left more than two, it's minimum 3 or 4, 5, 7, 6, they will have how much? 2/3 of the property and assets, which is the father, he left it. You got it until now? And the grandchildren got zero. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ وَاحِدَةً فَلَهَا النِّصْفُ مَا تَرَكْ. And if she was one daughter only, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give her how much? 1/2. And if there are any grandchildren, we give them what? Can we give or not? Yes. Because if the daughter take 1/2, we need to reach the 2/3. So automatically the difference between the 2/3 and half, you give it to who? To the grandchildren. So how about the two? Al-aya lam taskur إلا فوق ثلاث فوق اثنتين أو واحدة ما حكم الاثنتين. What about the two daughter only? We said ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال الآية فيها شرط. The آية has a condition. فإن كن نساء فوق اثنتين. If they were two above two women, so they take 2/3. Therefore he did not agree to give the two daughter, to give them 2/3, and he give them only 1/2, like the one, like the father, like the one, the hukm for the one daughter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the conclusion for this case, if we have two daughter, we give you the evidence. Sah, the wife of Sahl ibn Abdullah, when she came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, she told him, ya Rasulullah, inna Sa'dan ibn Sahl qad qutila ma'aka fi Uhud وترك مالا وترك بنتين فاقضي لنا. قال يقضي الله في أمرهما. Allah will give inshallah fatwa or command very soon in the matter of your two daughters. So what did he do after the ayah? And he sent a message to the uncle who took the money, hold the money, don't spend it. And then after that, what happened? He gave the two daughters, he gave them what? 2/3. And he gives the mother, he gives her how much? 1/8. And he gives the uncle 1/8. So what is the conclusion here? So the two daughter will take the same hukm like they were above two in the ayah. You give them 2/3, not half, like what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he may give his own opinion and he said half, but in a matter of fact, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam give even the two like the three. The two, they have the, like the three, 2/3. That is the conclusion. Allah ask Allah Ta'ala to help me to make it easy for you. Did you have any problem with this topic? Did you have any wrong formula about this topic? I try as much as I could to give it to you. The grandchildren cannot take anything if the 2/3 will be distributed. But if because of the one, she has only 1/2, the grandchildren must have the rest between the half and the 2/3 in order to give them the 1/6 if the father, grandfather left the grandchildren, inshallah. Wallahu tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. So, alaka.